It's Thoughtful Throwback Thursday on the original station for Tech Talk Tips and Observations. This is your Tech Concierge, Avi Uniglick, and we're going to take a look back today. Throw out some Thoughtful Thursday shout-outs and take your calls, questions, and comments as we begin to cruise into the weekend. Let's get started. The following is an encore performance being organized for a future podcast episode. Your Tech Talk tip for Tuesday, October 10th, 2017. So you want to broadcast. Now more than ever before, we, you and me, have access to numerous venues where we can share our message as a broadcaster. Yes, live streaming via Periscope, Facebook Live, YouTube Live, just to name a few, and easy-to-use public radio and podcasting apps such as Anchor.fm have eliminated the barriers to entry for even the novice broadcaster. There has just been one challenge for many: getting noticed and grabbing listeners. Because of the number of interested broadcasters vying for the attention of time-starved listeners and truly a lack of a comprehensive index for folks to easily be found, it has been and continues to be an effort to gain exposure. There is great value for young and old to participate in this growing medium. As a result of my involvement over the years in training new broadcasters and live streamers on the technical aspects of things, I wanted to provide a way to not only educate, but to promote and create a supportive organization that could bring both experienced and novice broadcasters together in a collaborative setting. Recently, I had a brainstorm. Have you ever had an idea that gave birth to something that you just couldn't stop thinking about? Well, occasionally, I let my imagination run wild when such ideas hit me. To address this challenge, I've started an organization called Broadcasters United. I wanted to build a global resource for the broadcasting community. Broadcasters United offers members the opportunity to explore, share, and learn from the diverse backgrounds, interests, and experience of others in the group. As an incubator for ideas, a source of masterminds for current and future projects, a global directory for members, and the possibility for potential collaborative options, the value of this organization is expansive. Organizations seeking access to specific types of broadcasters will also find a diverse pool of experienced individuals who may wish to participate in this arena. This is for users of existing broadcasting platforms and individuals with an interest in learning how to participate in these mediums. Media hosts, vendors, educational resources, supporters, and sponsors are all welcome to contribute to the effort. The nature of this organization spans many demographics, from young participants to mature and seasoned broadcasters. Language, income, national origin, and current location is absolutely no barrier to entry. Podcasters, live streamers, YouTubers, traditional broadcasters in radio, television, and others engaged in similar mediums that share an interest in modern mass communication are all welcome. Broadcasters United objective is to be a consortium of unique voices who utilize the latest in digital streaming, podcasting, radio, TV, and yet-to-be-discovered mediums to share their message worldwide. Our objective is to provide a venue where contributors can collaborate, train, learn, and share their wisdom with other members. I believe that one voice can change the world. Collaborative efforts can amplify that voice. United through clear communication and the combined efforts and support of members, each voice can and will be heard. We'll be formally launching this group soon, and our membership directory is currently accepting new accounts. Membership is currently free and will be supported via Patreon donations. All interested members will initially meet in a closed Facebook group via www.broadcastersunited.com. If you know someone who might be a good candidate for membership, please share this with them. I invite you to reach out so that we may continue the conversation together. As always, I'll be offering up my Tech Talk tips and observations as I do daily on my station at anchor.fm/AskAvi. For an archive of all my previous Tech Talk tips, please visit www.techtalktips.com. For Anchor.fm, iTunes, Google Play, the Amazon Echo platform, and more, I'm Avi Uniglick, your Tech Concierge, and you can connect with me at my website at www.askavi.com. I hope you have a great week.
Avi, this is Michael Conway, the New Man Arc of New Man Arc Podcast Radio, and I am calling to say good morning to you, and welcome to the neighborhood. Yes, welcome to the Anchor neighborhood, where we do all that anchorish stuff, and... I hope that you may be one of our luminaries or mysterians, those who either search forth their light or give forth their light to make this world a better place. Either way, I know that I am Michael Conway, the Illuminarch, and I am peace out, and remember that today has been brought to you by Waffles. Pancakes leaving you flat? Waffles, the sexy pancake.
Hey Avi, you might want to grab some headphones or connect your iPhone via Bluetooth to a speaker, because I'm talking to you on my microphone using my Roland Go Mixer that I have plugged into my iPhone, and this thing is awesome. I got it as a Christmas present, and it will allow me to plug my iPhone into my DJ mixer, so that way when I live stream my mixes and sets on Periscope, no more crappy audio. Everything's going to be nice and clean. And I'm going to play a little bit of music for you so you can hear it for yourself and let me know what you think.
The Roland Go Mixer, go, 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 DJ. Hey, sounds terrific. Sounds like you're going to get a lot of functionality out of that. And the sound quality is good. Now, remember, Anchor does not offer the great ability to provide stereo mixing or recording when we present audio into Anchor. While it does present stereo when we're connecting our music platforms from Apple Music and from Spotify with our own recordings, it doesn't do that. It mixes it down into a two mono channel. So you're probably getting much even better quality when you mix this out to your Periscope and other venues where you can support a stereo mix. But that's the closest you're going to get, likely, in a reasonably priced solution. So that's good news. And you did call in last week with regard to a request for some tripods. And I'm going to present that question next, and then I'm going to answer that. So thanks for checking in, girl. And I wish you a fantastic venue when you do that later this week.
Hey Avi, it's DJ Hay, and I hope that you are doing well. I know it's been a while since we've been in touch on Anchor, so I just wanted to call in. And I want to know, what tripod would you recommend in terms of durability and portability? I believe you did mention one a while ago, which was the Archon tripod. And I'm looking for one that, like I said, is durable and portable and will let me adjust to where everybody can see my DJ equipment and me DJing. But also, I want one that's portable, so that way I'll be able to easily bring it with me to and from my gigs, especially when I live stream on Periscope. So if you could let me know what you recommend and maybe put the link in the description, that would be very helpful. And speaking of gigs, I'm performing at Exchange LA on February 9th, which is the number one club in Southern California for trance events, and I'm super excited. So anyway, looking forward to hearing from you.
DJ, hey, thanks for that question. Sorry I didn't get back to you sooner, but I do want to address that now. There is a ReadyCam tabletop tripod for $29.99 on Amazon.com, and it's a three-way pan tilt head, quick release plate, and a carrying bag. It's the MT-01 mini tripod, aluminum, and it's black. In combination with that, you'll need a mount so that you can put your phone in there. So I recommend the Archon mount for that. It's an Archon tripod adapter with phone holder for the iPhone 10, 8, 7, 6S Plus 8. It supports the Galaxy. It's just a really nice mount. It's only $12.91, available via Amazon Prime. Both of these are on my Avizon link that I'm going to put down in the comment section. You'll be able to click on that. I have a whole section of tripods and Archon mounts and all different types of things that you can use for audio and video use, and you'll find them to be helpful. If you're also looking for a handheld type of tripod that is a 3-in-1 self-portrait monopod, it works as a selfie stick. It comes with a Bluetooth remote shutter, and that's available for $23.98, and it does have its own built-in mount, and you can use it as a tripod as well. It's just not as sturdy as the other I recommended, but you can check that out too. That's by Benro, and also right next to the ReadyCam tripod that I recommend. So hopefully you'll find value in all these, and if you need any help at all, just give me a shout. I'm going to put the link in. It's askavie.click/AVIEZON. askavie.click/AVIEZON. Okay, that'll take you to my featured page on my website at askavie.com, and you'll be able to get the details for all why this recommended, as well as all the other stuff that I have there. Batteries, you name it. Okay? Hopefully that'll help you, and have a great day. This is your Tech Talk tip for Thursday, 2/8/18, and I just got notification from Team Anchor that they are including our podcasts in Stitcher, another podcasting venue. So when you create an episode, that episode will not only be pushed out into the existing four venues that we have. Now, Stitcher is going to become available. As it comes available on your particular station, you'll be able to go into your episodes and tap the share button. That's the share at the very top next to the episodes tab. Down when you get into your episodes, tap on share, and included in that area, you should see Stitcher. I don't see mine yet. I got notification just today at 8:43 a.m. that it became available. So, mileage may vary as far as when yours appears, but when it does, we will see it, and it is now in Stitcher. And more podcasting venues are due to come about in the near future, so stay tuned. But Stitcher, now a popular platform for podcasters, will be included in the episodes that get pushed when you have a podcast created from your episodes. Look for Stitcher to become one of the venues. Hope you have any great remarks about this. I'd like to hear from you, and let me know what's going on.
Good day, Avi. AV, I'm not sure how to pronounce it. I'm just going to give you some support, bro. I'm from England, and I'm just want to let you know, keep doing what you're doing. I'm loving your content. It's your boy, JoshDV.TV. Bruh, I love your shit.
Dr. Avi, Belinda here. Just a very quick one. I've been off Anchor for the last day and a half. I've just been trying to work out if I wanted to repurpose my content from Anchor and put it onto my own podcast. I think that I was talking to you about this earlier. I've just discovered, for some inexplicable reason I didn't realize before, that I could use Filmora. Now, Filmora obviously is a software package which I use for my videos, my YouTube videos. But obviously it has a huge capacity to put on music, have different sort of audio bits going, and it's far simpler than Audacity. So if any of your lovely people out there want to know or want to use or think, what else can I use? If you've got Filmora, if you've used Filmora and you find it easy, this could be the way to go. I think what I'm going to do is I'm going to peel off and make like a weekly podcast of what I do on Anchor, put it all together, splice it all together, add all the music I want to in. It's very simple, very easy, done. What a great find. Didn't even realize it. Didn't even think about it. Anyway, I thought you'd like to know, as you are Dr. Avi. And Dr. Avi, before I forget, if anybody is wondering quite what Filmora actually does or what it doesn't do, when you export it, you can obviously put all your different clips in, add in all your other sort of bits of music, and you can then record yourself. It does everything, obviously, Filmora being what it is. But exporting is great because you can obviously, the different formats are everything. So there's the WMV, MP4, MP3, AVI, Dr. U, the MOV files, and a whole host of others. Plus, it can go out to different devices. It's got them all set up, YouTube, Facebook, Vimeo, and it's got a whole DVD, sort of burned DVD option to it. So if anybody is thinking, how can I get that? I've just found it's the easiest way. I used to do things through Audacity and then sort of do strange things via iTunes, but this could be the new way. It's a revelation, Dr. AVI.
Hello, Avi. Paul in Cork, middle of the afternoon. Well, I mean, 20 to 5 in the afternoon. I'm on my way to record a radio show not really a podcast. Anyway, it's on an internet radio station. A weekly show all about Toastmasters, or all about the things that... all about the reasons why Toastmasters exists, I suppose. All about communication, leadership, those kind of topics. Anyway, I'm just keeping in touch. I'm just saying hi. I just feel like saying your name a few times, Avi. And I hope you're keeping very well. All the best for now. Bye.
Hey, Avi, thank you so much for calling back and for publishing my call-ins. I truly appreciate it. And yes, the Roland Go Mixer is amazing. I definitely would recommend it for all DJs or anyone who wants to get great audio in their videos. Because, as you know, the built-in microphone on most mobile devices isn't that great. And check this out. Not only am I performing at Exchange LA tomorrow, but it's going to be on the same night as Alpha 9 and Ferry Corsten. And as you know, Ferry is not only my favorite DJ, but I also know him personally. Now, I'm not actually performing with him and Alpha and opening for them, but I'm the second DJ who's going to come on, and I'm going to be performing in the gallery room, which is right downstairs from where they'll be in the main area.